Now, don't you start whining. I'm about to lock you out of here, man. All right. Joe Gibbs Racing, 2 of 4 drivers eliminated from Chase. That's the Joe Gibbs. And this is the NASCAR something. They're running for the big one, man. They're running for the big one. I don't know what it is. Oh, man. Fuck it. Hey, kitty cat. Don't start crying about shit now. This fucking cat. I got a seagrass chair. What's a seagrass chair? It's made out of seagrass. And anyway, this fucking thing, this cat does its claw thing. You know how cats do their claw thing. And I realize that some people have their cats declawed. I don't do that shit. But anyway, well, then maybe it destroys your furniture. Huh? Yeah, well, I don't give a flying fuck. You know, I don't care about this one chair. This chair keeps it from ripping up everything else that I got. Well, she's, you know. She's doing this shit, and she gets a piece of this seagrass stuck in her claw, like this huge chunk. And well, make a long story short, I pulled it out. You know. Oh, man, she's sitting there right behind my fucking chair. I got to remember not to move this chair. It's going to crush her, man. What? Ding, 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 ding. Man, oh man, Jack. I'm thinking of taking a Stefani and Rossdale settle terms of their divorce. That's nice. She's one of the more overrated fucking singers in all of history. In fact, she's one of the more overrated motherfucking people in all of history. Or if not people, let's just say the following. I'm ready to just, you know, take my hits on this one, but she ain't that much of a fucking beauty. And I finally went, okay, I don't get it, man. When they had her playing in that goddamn movie, The Aviator, with, what's his fuck, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. He's a good actor, man, but he can't do everything. I'm sorry, I didn't buy him as fucking Howard Hughes, okay? Just as great as he is, and he is great, he ain't fucking Howard Hughes. So just give me a fucking break, will you? And then they had Gene Harlow. Who made that fucking movie? Was that goddamn Scorsese? I think it was, wasn't it? That motherfucking... He's a great director. But, he's made some real pieces of shit, starting with that, what's it called? Gangs of New York, The Aviator. Directed by Martin Scorsese. Howard Hughes. So anyway, great cast. I mean, Christ, he you know, who doesn't want to work with Martin Scorsese? Gwen Stefani, Jean Harlow. She had like two lines in this motherfucking movie, I think. Jude Law played Errol Flynn. I don't even remember him. That's how memorable this fucking movie was. Mrs. Hepburn, Frances Conroy. Now, you're going to have to, like, piss off, okay? Yeah, don't bug me, man. He's got both of the Wainwrights in the movie. He's got Loudon and his son, Rufus. Longtime editor of Life magazine. Oh, son of Loudon Wainwright II. What? I don't know. I don't get it. Hey, baby, I'm working, okay? So, you know, you're gonna have to piss off and die. I'm working, Toots. Why don't you go upstairs and see Momsies? Yeah, I realize that, well, man, I just didn't give a fuck about that movie, man, but, what's her fuss? Gwen Stefani as, Jean Harlow is a real stretch. Jack. Okay, I'm working, man. Okay, so you're gonna have to go upstairs and do your thing, okay, Toots? Otherwise, I gotta lock your ass out. Hold on for a minute, folks. I gotta go put me a cat out. All right, come on here, baby. Come here, baby. Police detained a suspect Monday after an attacker tried to crash a car through the gates of an army barracks in southern Belgium and fled in the vehicle after shots were fired. The incident occurred near the French-speaking town of Namur, south of Brussels. The suburb of Flouin is the site of one of Belgium's major military barracks, home of the 2nd Commando Battalion. Defense Cabinet said that one of the Cohen car tried to get into the barracks. There was one person in the car who then fled. Police detained a suspect 3 hours after the attack following a manhunt, which also involved helicopters surveying the scene. There were no immediate reports of serious injuries at the barracks. Ding, ding, ding. You know, like I said, people start making things up. So I would then take that to mean there were no explosives. Belgium is one of the largest recruiting bases per capita for foreign fighters traveling to join Islamic State extremist organization. You know, the Islamic, like there's only one. In January, police killed two men and arrested a third in a counterterrorism raid in the eastern city of Vieville. Targeting group is suspected of plotting a major attack. Oh, wrong move, dude. Wrong move. You need to get this one here. Yeah. Deadly whale watching tour. Jesus Christ, look at this fucking boat, man. Just sunk right off the... San Diego Chargers. Look like the Chargers are fucking done in San Diego. Looks like they done. Chargers bowling to LA. Hey, let's get ourselves a team that just lost to the Raiders 800-0. All right. Why can't they move here when they're good? I don't know. This is yesterday's game. Oh, okay. I guess we don't get to see that. New threat, mosquitoes. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday. Well, I ain't going to waste this shit here on a pre-show. So forget it. This whole thing with water, man, I'm really fucking... You ought to see me. I got two palm trees in my front yard that I just planted. And I water them with a bucket. You know, I don't use the hose. I don't have any fucking, you know, irrigation. I don't have any sprinklers out there. It's a dirt planter in front of a larger patio. And Rooter Hero Plumbing. There's a new one. Not Roto Rooter. Rooter Hero. I just seen that. I just seen that on a TV. Rooter Hero. I never. I don't know how you want to say it. I never thought of that way. You know, Rooter Hero. Like he's my fucking hero, man. He's a Rooter Hero. I remember Chuck Boone when he was a comedian, and he was great. Chuck Boone had this philosophy, which was basically, I will stay there on stage until I own that fucking audience. That was his philosophy. Then I didn't hear from Chuck or know what was going on with Chuck until finally, bang, he's doing a sports show, Boomer and Carton. And now he's on CBS TV. Sports, man. Who would have thunk it, man, you know? Now let me see what these guys look like. Dolphins head coaching vacancy. Oh, yeah, they fired the guy they had. Boy, I got my ass handed to me on DraftKings this weekend. Just got my ass kicked. I don't even know where my fucking picks are. Let me see how I wound up. I don't think I made one red fucking cent. I'm always going for long shots. So a whale-watching boat got tipped over and fucked over. Looked like a sea serpent to me. And they came back from that whale-watching thing, but there's Rick Garcia like this. I'm watching the crew here. Here's Josh Rubenstein. He's doing the sports. No, excuse me. That's not sports. That's weather. In an ill-fitting jacket. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, Josh, but it is a little large for you. It's a little big. Nonetheless, the WeatherCam Network. See, right here, WeatherBug, USC. That's USC's at... Okay. See, and then it flies around in front of you. I've got my tablet. Where is this Boomer and Carton? Oh, Boomer as in Boomer Esiason. Oh, here's our girlfriend. Here she is, Stephanie Simmons. You know? Okay. Yeah. And that it happened all along that freeway there, that semi in that car? Or that was just one? It's kind of back and forth, right? See, these are cars. Okay, when you get out there, great. Hi, Rick. Coming up, hot coffee. Yeah? I could use me some of that. So, Boomer is Boomer Esiason, not Chuck Boom. What the fuck was I thinking of? What happened? Where is Chuck Boom? Because he's a funny motherfucker, man. I remember I sat out in a at the bar one night at Scott Hansen's Comedy Gallery in Minneapolis. Was it Minneapolis? Yeah. And I listened to Chuck Boom just sitting at the bar in the main room, and I'm just sitting there having a drink, and I listened to him just work it, man. Work it like a motherfucker. He did not leave. He wasn't shitting. He wasn't shitting, and so he needed to go on stage to work that out. No, he wasn't kidding. He hung on that motherfucker until he had that room pretty much in his within his grasp, within his power. You know, the thing about podcasts, is there a comic alive that doesn't have a podcast? Is there a comic alive that doesn't have a podcast? And the answer to that question is probably, yes, I don't know. All right, I'm about ready to rock this motherfucker. I don't know how good it's going to sound. This may be the end of the Phil-only podcast.